you know, first two sets I played solid. You know, I think Fabio was not playing that well. He was missing some balls, and I gave him opportunity in that third set. Fourth one was we were both holding serves. It was also frustrating. I was missing some returns when I had some chances, small opportunities. A match point, miss another two returns after that, and just after that, obviously, it happens like that every single time. He played amazing tiebreak, and it was tough, extremely tough mentally. First few games in the fifth set, I also was not returning well, and it was, you know, it was who's gonna break first, and that was lucky it was me, and just continued to put pressure until those last couple points, and you know, luckily got through.
Mind, yes, you're playing Del Potro now. Yeah. You get a lot of comparison with him in the past because you have the same age, the same height, and some say the similar game as well. But on that point, are you okay with that, or can you talk about the difference in your game with Juan Martin?
Yeah, I mean, we played many times. We know each other. He won, you know, a lot of our matches in a row in these last few years, and we had a few tough ones. One of them was the Davis Cup match that was the last one that was a big match, and yeah, I mean, Juan Martin is having great season, playing great tennis, and we, you know, are playing similar games but still different. You know, I think in some ways I'm maybe a little bit quicker around the court, but he's in some ways sometimes serving a little bit better, hitting off his forehand side bigger and more consistent, I would say. So you know, just in those comparisons, it's always a tough matchup between both of us. I think we are always played some tough matches, and I believe this one is going to be for both of us very tough.
Marin, the crowd were really invested in today's game. Yeah. When you were on top, they were cheering you. When Fabio was on top, they were cheering him. When the momentum swings against you, do you just think about your game, or is there an element to which you think, how can I get the crowd back on my side?
Yeah, it's I think more important to win points, you know. but yeah, it was, I think it was entertaining match, mentally difficult, I think, for the crowd. There were some obviously great rallies, great you know, cat and mouse points coming to the net, going left, right, and with Fabio it's always like that. You can see a lot of things happening on the court, even, you know, having few medical timeouts, then he was out of it, then came back in, played great tennis, great tiebreak. You know, and crowd gets into it, and obviously always the crowd loves to see the thrillers, to go all the way to the fifth set, and it's not easy mentally to stay in there. But for me, it was big focus just to keep focusing on my game, and to continue and to look for the opportunities. I know I missed a lot of them, but I knew one or two are going to come again.
Man, you had this knee injury a few weeks before the French Open. I guess you were getting maybe worried about your shape here. When did you feel that it was going to be okay, and is it still okay?
I still had some problems with my knee just up to the tournament a couple of days before. I didn't feel the full strength on my right leg, but then just one or two days before the tournament started, I felt really good. We did as good as we could, the therapies and the recovery. Still, you know, I played in Rome. The starting of the tournament was tough. I didn't feel good. I was not moving well. And then they, match by match, everything felt better and better. And here I'm playing pain-free. You can see as well that I'm not wearing that taping around my knee. So everything feels good. And, you know, also today, it was a difficult match physically, 3.5 hours, but everything was well.
Both you and Juan Martin are holding serve really well throughout the week. We could be set for some tie breaks in the next match. Do you ever think about your approach to that before a match and how you might tackle that, or do you wait until it happens?
You know, you wait until it happens. You never know what's gonna come. Obviously, you can expect one or two tiebreaks that are gonna happen, but You know, we are both as well returning well. There's going to be a lot of points played from the baseline that can make a difference. And, you know, you have to focus on your game and try to use the opportunities as quick as you can. You know, I think in these kind of matches, not many points are differentiating the players. So it's going to be extremely important to play every single point on a high level.